At some point or another, every single student has thought to themselves, man, I really do gotta be more productive. Productivity for you might mean being able to study more to finally get that 8 in maths. Or productivity for you might be being able to study faster so that you have time to pursue passion in music. Productivity for you might mean that you're able to get work done faster so that you have more time to spend with family, friends, and yourself. The point is, being productive as a student is so, so important. It's literally like the engine of a car. Every car needs it and it's central for everything else to happen. But given that, it's also the hardest thing ever to stay productive as a student, as I'm sure you know by this point. And in case you haven't met before, I'm Steven, also known as JSpot, and I'm going to be sharing with you productivity hacks that I was able to use to wake up at 6 a.m. every single day during exam season, stay locked in, study fast and efficiently, whilst doing all those other things that I mentioned beforehand, and ending up getting perfect results in all of them. And if this seems unrealistic for you, it's not. Because if you follow these productivity hacks that I'm about to drop, that I've guaranteed you have not heard before, you will start getting done whatever it is that you want to get done so fast and get the best results that it really will just feel like cheating. And the first chapter, the 5-minute rule. If we think about what the opposite of being productive is, it's procrastinating. But if you really think about it, you don't procrastinate the actual task, as a lot of students might think. You actually end up procrastinating starting the task. Transitioning from one state to another is really, really difficult. But once you actually start, it's pretty easy. Think about it. No one wants to go from their comfy bed watching Netflix onto the desk and start studying. But once you actually sit down and start studying, it's not that bad. I'm going on a run every single morning at 6 a.m. to raise money for charity. And it sucks so much, like, waking up from my bed. Like, I'm lying there and I'm, like, contemplating whether I should get up or not. But once I get up, put my clothes on, and step outside and start running, it's not that bad. And that's all because procrastination is just the failure to get started. It's just like Newton's first law, the law of inertia. Getting the ball rolling is really difficult, but once you give it that push and let it start rolling, momentum does the rest. So we could actually leverage this by using the 5-minute rule. For anything that you need to do, just convince yourself that you'll only do it for 5 minutes. Need to study? Just tell yourself you're going to study for 5 minutes. Need to practice piano? You're only going to practice piano for 5 minutes. For example, I needed to script this video, right? And I didn't really want to do it. I told myself that I'll just sit down and script for like 5 minutes worth. And what I ended up doing was finishing this script, but also 2 whole videos worth. Because once you sit down and get the ball rolling, it's not that bad. And since you're there anyway, you end up actually doing way more in finishing the task. But why does this actually all work? This is all because of the Zeigarnik effect. They found that waiters in restaurants had an amazing ability to recall what each table had ordered and which table needed serving. Even down to like how they were changing the order, like stuff they additionally added on. But the interesting thing is, once they left the table, once the customers left the table and the order was closed, they couldn't even remember like what that customer had ordered. And this was all because the loop that was open when like the menu and table was like, the people were still there, had now closed. And so it's a difference between open systems and closed systems. And your brain hates open loop systems because you're forced to have your mind on it, as demonstrated by the waiters. It's the same reason that cliffhangers work on Netflix. Like when you're watching a Netflix show, and there's always a reason that like K-dramas or like anything ends on a cliffhanger, because then it's an open loop and it's going to be in your mind constantly, and you're going to come back next week because your brain yearns for this, like the closed loop. Your brain can't bear unfinished things. And so when you actually sit down and start a task, and say you only do it for 5 minutes, it's basically impossible to get anything done to a degree of completion within that 5 minutes, right? You've created an open loop that wasn't there before. And since it's an open loop, even though that you said that you only sit down and study for 5 minutes, you can't actually get anything done to a suitable degree of completion within that 5 minutes. So you end up spending more time and actually doing more, which is what happened when I was scripting this video. And it's what happens when I like sit down to study for 5 minutes. I end up doing much more. Because since 5 minutes seems so easy, you're less likely to procrastinate something that's easy. It's only 5 minutes, like I can study for 5 minutes, like anyone can, right? And so after this video, you're just going to study for 5 minutes. You're just going to write 5 minutes of that essay. You're only going to read for 5 minutes, right? Wink, wink. And the next chapter are accountability partners. During my study leave for GCSE, so basically school like lets you like go home and just like revise and only come in for exams, I knew I had to lock in, right? And the main areas that I knew would help me the most was waking up early and keeping social media distracted. Throughout like that school student year, I had tried to do these things earlier, right? I tried to wake up earlier before by setting alarms. I tried to keep social media deleted. But I always end up reinstalling and just waking up late anyway.
What do you do?
But I knew that now I actually had to lock in. And so what I did was I got one of my friends and we made a deal that we'd have to text each other before 6:30 every single day to prove that we both had woken up at 6, as you can see like from the text. And we also made a bet who would keep TikTok and Instagram deleted the longest. Because of this, I was able to wake up consistently at 6 every single day. Keep social media deleted, and that's probably why I was able to get these results thanks to this. It's because sharing your goals and challenges with someone committed to your success can help you overcome problems and keep a positive focus. Since I was sharing the goal and we were both sharing it, beforehand, if I just like snooze my alarm or I reinstall TikTok, I would be just letting myself down. Now I'd be letting my friend down if I woke up late. If you want to stay productive, you need an accountability partner. That doesn't have to be just a friend. If you tell your parents that you're going to wake up at 6 every single day, that might be enough. Because since you've told them and they're aware of this goal as well, if you don't do it,
it's kind of embarrassing.
Get your friends to hold you accountable like I did, or you can join my free student community and be held accountable by thousands of other students by posting your goals or taking part in the Student 60 Challenge and making a consistent habit to study every day. Link in the description. As I said, I'm also running every day like right now during my winter break for charity, right? And normally, like if I were to just do this by myself, I just know that I'd skip some days. I'd like wake up and I wouldn't be bothered. But now because I'm running with a friend and I've shared like my Strava link with all my other like friends in my group chat, I know that since they're going to also be watching and also I'm running with a friend, like we're both like meeting up at the park, right? Since I have that extra added sense of accountability and I'd be letting him down if I didn't go as well, I'm going there every single morning and it's much more powerful than motivation or discipline. And the third chapter is deadlines. I remember during like last summer holidays, I had a 5,000 word essay due at the start of like the new school year. And throughout the whole of summer, I did no work on that essay. But then on the very last day of summer, 3 hours before it was due, I somehow locked in and got all of it done. And if you're a student, this is probably like a universal experience that we all kind of share. And you end up looking at yourself and being like, where did I just get this power from? And it's all actually because of deadlines. Deadlines create urgency and focus your mind, both of which are crucial for you to be productive. And so if you create soft deadlines for yourself, you can get this added benefit of like the locked in pressureness without actually having to always chase deadlines and so always having to like cram your revision. So soft deadlines are just setting deadlines that are actually before the real deadline and actually getting ahead of it. I actually did this a lot in my exam preps. And so for example, if I had my exams in like July, I tell myself that I want to finish revising modules like 15 to 20 in maths by February.
I can do this.
And I want to like finish revising all of my Latin sec texts by April. Even though the exam was in 2 months time, since I set myself a soft deadline that I still made sure I was held accountable for, I was actually ahead of schedule, but I was able to leverage that and stay productive and get a lot of work done. So these are the productivity hacks that almost feel too effective, and I urge you to implement at least one of them right now after watching this video. And if you're an ambitious student, as I'm sure you are, I have a bunch of resources, links to my community, etc., and free masterclasses that you should all check out in the first link in the description. And go ahead and post your first set of goals to be held accountable in my free community. But as always, if you enjoyed this video, check out the others, and I'll see you in the next one. Told yourself that, and throughout like that